You are listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor Robert Marsbach. We believe that these devotions will encourage and strengthen you. So tune in, connect, and be blessed. For any more information, please visit us online at lifechurchuk.org.
Welcome to Life Devotions, and thank you for joining me today. What manner of love is the title of this devotion? Here in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. Oh, how I love this part of the scripture. Behold, what manner of love, the title of this devotion, the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know Him. Again, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. Love has many attributes and characteristics to it. The God kind of love is called agape. And I love to study out the meaning of that word and to see its character formed in my heart and in my mind, in my way of thinking and reasoning and responding. Because the Holy Spirit in Romans chapter 5 says that the Holy Spirit pours the love of the Father into our hearts. You see, dear friends, what manner of love? Love can sometimes be all-consuming when you're compelled by it, but not all love is the same. The human love that we have has different attributes. It can be a love like you would have for your mom and your dad, or your sons or your daughters or your grandchildren. A love that you have for a friend. You can have a love for your dog or your cat or your animal. I once had a parrot. Oh, I love that parrot. I had a dog when I had many different dogs when I was young, and now I love those dogs. So love has many characteristics to it. But today I want to talk to you what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us. You see, the Father implants His own love for us in our hearts to give us a sense of value that, I'll tell you the truth, nothing else will be able to give you. To give you a sense of worth, a sense of well-being, of value, of worth, of significance that nothing else can give you. You could be honored by the king, the queen, by the president or prime minister, or by your association or business. And yes, that can be given in such appreciation for your person that it gives you an incredible sense of gratitude and well-being. But nothing compares to the Father's love bestowed on us. Friends, Jesus came to show us that love. I feel the human nature without that love will always be searching for meaning. The human nature without that love will always be searching for purpose, will always be searching for destiny. And you can get caught up in the search of the universe and its star systems and its galaxies and all of the amazing wonders that now are being discovered. And the universe displays the wonder of God's glory and power in how He spoke all these things into being and set them all in order. And they all have their divine purpose of revealing the very plans and purposes of God. And it's phenomenal how the universe is the Lord's handiwork. But even if you could understand all there is to be understood about the universe, you will still be searching within you for the real purpose of life, the real meaning of life, the real destiny of our existence. And that can only be answered in this love You see, we were the object of the Heavenly Father's love. We were the object of His affection, and that we were made for His pleasure. We were made for the enjoyment of fellowship, communion, intimacy, the wonder of it, and how we can only appreciate it just so little when the Holy Spirit so longs to so keep pouring the Father's love into your hearts so that you daily are quieted in the search of the meaning of life and the purpose of existence and the reason for living, and that you are satisfied in the Father's love and complete in the Father's love and accepted in the Father's love and well-pleasing in the Father's love and delight yourself in the Father's love, and that you are no longer wanting or needing or searching, and you could even do without many of the pleasures of this life without being afflicted by the lack of them, because the love, this manner of love the Father bestows upon you, is so enriching, it's so comforting, it's so soothing, it's so healing, it's so quieting. I'm not just saying these words. Where your inner man is quieted, your inner man is content, your inner man is at rest. Oh, I look at our new little granddaughter and Rosemary, and I see her hugged by her mama, our dear Mariah, our daughter Mariah, or her daddy Jamie, and she is so comforted and quieted in their arms, and I just see a parental love for the child that no words can describe, and yet it is but a shadow, it's but a glimpse to the glory of what the Heavenly Father would give when He poured out His Holy Spirit into His Son and said, "Behold, You are My Son, in You is My delight, in You I'm well pleased, in You is My delight." And this is what Jesus said. He said, "The Father, I live in the Father's love. I abide in My Heavenly Father's love." In John chapter 15, Jesus invites you and me into that love. Here in verse 9 of John 15, Jesus says, "I have loved you just as the Father has loved me. Abide in My love. Continue in His love with me. If you keep My commandments, if you continue to obey My instructions, you will abide in My love and live on in it, just as I have obeyed My Father's commandments and live on in His love. I've told you these things so that My joy, My delight may be in you, and that your joy and gladness may be of full measure, complete and overflowing." You see, this is My commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. No one has greater love. No one has shown stronger affection than to lay down and give up his own life for his friends. You are My friends. You are My friends. Jesus, He said, "Come and abide in the Heavenly Father's love with Me." This is the answer. If you say, "Yeah, but how can I ever know this love of the Father for me?" He pours His love into your heart. Romans, I'll read it to you here in Romans chapter 5. I mentioned it to you. It says there, "Now hope," verse 5, "does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given." The love of the Father. That word love is that word I mentioned earlier, agape. It's a word to which Christianity gave new meaning. Outside of the New Testament, it rarely occurs in existing Greek manuscripts, manuscripts of the period. Agape denotes, listen now, undefeatable benevolence, unconquerable goodwill that always seeks the highest good of the other person, no matter what he does. It is the self-giving love that gives freely without asking anything in return and does not consider the worth of its object. Agape is more a love by choice than filio would be, which is a love by chance and refers to the will rather than the emotion. Agape describes the unconditional love God has for the world. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus said, that whomsoever believeth upon him would not perish, but receive everlasting life. It is in this love of the Father that everything opens up to you. Everything. Jesus came to show us what it means to live in the Father's love. In this incredible love. He said when he was asked, how can you heal that man that had been lame for 38 years, who was lame by the pool of Bethesda? Jesus said, I, the Son of Man, can do nothing of myself except what my Father shows me. And my Father loves me, and he shows me all things that he himself does. And he will show me greater things than these, so that you may marvel. And Jesus came to demonstrate the Heavenly Father's love in his compassion, in his care, in his consideration, in his sensitivity, in his kindness, in his gentleness, in his meekness, in his lowliness, because it was that humility that he brought from heaven that enabled him to live in that love and to be able to give that love and to show it in all that he is, says, and does. And thereby he shows himself to be God, because God is love. Jesus said, I've not come to be served, but to serve and to give my life a ransom for many. And now the Holy Spirit is here. In closing, Ephesians. Let's look it up. Ephesians chapter 3, please. Now the Holy Spirit is here to pour this love that we're talking about. What manner of love? This love of the Father into your my hearts consistently, constantly, refreshing and renewing the experience of him, deepening it into our character and our nature, in our meanings, in our reasonings, in our emotions, in our inclinations and motivations, in our purposes, in our reasoning, in our whole consciousness. This love begins to guard and guide us, or as Paul would say, the love of Christ compels, controls, constrains. You see, love is such an incredible good constrainer. If we are left to our own nature, we will respond to things hastily or irritably or judgmentally or harshly or critically or feeling threatened or feeling overstepped or feeling not appreciated. But as you abide in that love, none of these forces have a command over your conscience, over your wills. None of these forces are able to bend you or push you. No, because this love that is so much more powerful constrains me, controls me, holds me in its nature and character. Oh, dear friends, what manner of love? We need to know this love, don't we? And we need to know it consistently, constantly being poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to read it from the Classic Amplified here, Ephesians chapter 3. Oh, how I love these thoughts. How I love these thoughts. Now listen, we're going to verse... let's go ahead and... So I ask, verse 13 of chapter 3 of Ephesians. So I ask you not to lose heart, not to faint, become despondent through fear at what I am suffering on your behalf, rather glory in it, for it is an honor to you. For this reason, seeing, and he's saying, for this reason, seeing the greatness of this plan by which you build up together in Christ. I bow my knee before the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, the Father from whom all fatherhood takes its title and derives its name. May He, the Heavenly Father, grant you out of the rich treasury of His glory to be strengthened, reinforced with mighty power in the inner man by the Holy Spirit Himself indwelling your innermost being and personality. May Christ, through your faith, actually dwell, settle down, abide, and make His permanent home in your hearts, and may you be rooted deep in love, founded and securely in love, that you may have the power, founded securely on love, that you may have the power and be strong to apprehend and grasp with all the saints, God's devoted people, the experience of that love, whether it's the breadth, the length, the height, the depth of it, so that you may really come to know practically through experience for yourselves the love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge without experience. In other words, you'll never be able to comprehend what it is with your natural mind. The only way you can truly know it is by receiving it and beginning to living in that love and living out of that love that is never going to fail. It's never going to run dry. It's the inexhaustible flow of the knowledge of the Father, for the Father is love. Oh, that you may be filled through all your being unto the fullness of God and may have the richest measure of His divine presence and become a body holy, filled and flooded with God Himself. My dear friends, how I long that we all may continually be filled through the Holy Spirit with that love, and that His love softens us, quiets us, calms us, soothes us, silences us, and makes us delight, be happy, be satisfied, be complete, be lacking nothing, be wanting nothing, living in that perfect union with the Father and His Son through the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a good day.